We've been talking about that little bit of drama with Winks. Chris Waller took the earmuffs off in the saddling yard this morning for the awaiting media, and Winks didn't like all the clicking of the motor drives and sort of went nutso, kicking out. Did brush a fence. Brad Davidson joins us. Hi, Brad.
Yeah, morning, guys. Yeah, it's never ideal, is it? That would have been a bit of drama, but look, you know, when you take those earmuffs off, obviously she, you know, hears all the clicks and everything, and horses are horses, so just bit of a fright there, but all on track for Saturday, which is the main thing.
Is that a concern at all, given that she's never sort of done that before, Brad?
I don't think so. Not really. I just had a, you know, just having a look at it now, watching the on the Twitter page there on Big Sports Breakfast. It's it's not ideal. She's always so relaxed and it seems to take everything in. So obviously she just had a bit of a fright, but I wouldn't think that would be too much of an issue there. It's just one of those things, and can happen to any horse, I suppose.
With a bit of luck, it could be, if she wins on the weekend, and not with a bit of luck, but it could be a bit of luck for Chris Waller. It might be his 100th Group 1 win.
Yeah, well, it's all it's amazing. Together well, isn't it? You know, if Very Elegant wins the Oaks prior to that, that'll be 99, and then that would set it up for Winks to be 100. So Very Elegant's $1.60 favourite in the Oaks has been, I think, $1.80 into $1.60 last night. So Hunter's very, very confident that she can win as well. So it'd be some fairy tale. A lot of people saying, well, you know, should that just be, you know, for another day, and it would, you know, we can celebrate that another day, and hopefully it's not the case. But I guess it'll add to the moment as well. So, but you would think if it was his 100th, that would just be a line in the story, considering it's all about the great mare on the weekend.
I'm going to ask you, how far does she win, and is this going to be a tough test? Will she do it easily? What do you reckon?
Yeah, I don't think it'd be as easy as everyone thinks this weekend, just because, you know, she's going to be back last, you would imagine, from the gate. She's going to be out of trouble, yes. But I reckon they'll try some probably daring tactics there on the overseas horse. He's eminent. I reckon they might try to pinch a break on the turn and keep on going. So it might be one of those where she's made to work a bit. I think she'll win by a couple of lengths in the end, but I think she'll be made to work by his eminent because he's going to get probably a soft lead out in front. Then I reckon at about the 600, they'll try to ramp it up there and pinch two or three length break on the turn. He might still be three lengths in front on straightening, and then, you know, the great mare will be working through her gears late. So I think she'll win by a couple of lengths, maybe two or three. Depends as well, guys, you know, whether they want to really, you know, we've seen how kind they are to her in the past. Do they just let her cruise to the line if she's going to get there easily enough, or do they really open her up and say, let's go and let's win by a big margin? I think she could win by, you know, probably a big margin if they want to, but they might be happy just to cruise past the horse like he's eminent there and win by two or three.
Well, it'd be great to have a real red hot crack out and just stretch out.
Wouldn't be bad, but you know, there's nothing to lose, I suppose, in that regard, is there? But let her really stretch out, and if she's going to win by three or four, why not let her win by six? So we'll wait and see what they do there, but yeah, tune in this morning, Sky Sports Radio, guys. Chinwag with Sean Cosgrove, a great little edition they have there at 9:30 on Sky Sports Radio. The special edition this morning on Winks. You'll hear some remarkable tales from all the key players there in the game, the likes of Hugh Bowman, Debbie Kapitas, Peter Tai, Jason Collard, I think Jason Addard as well. So some great tales there with Cosy. Has a really good Chinwag there this morning with Winks. So be sure to grab that as well at 9:30 on Sky Sports Radio.